Hi, everyone. Before you keep watching, please take into consideration some of these materials are a little sensitive and I'm not a professional. So if you want professional help, go seek for it and be careful. Some of these subjects can be sensitive. Thank you and enjoy the show. Welcome to another episode of Dare to Think. There is a quote that I really like. It's a concept that I heard while watching Chris Williamson's podcast, Modern Wisdom. It says something like, if you ever have, the thing that battles self-doubt is not motivation. Muchas personas creen que tú necesitas motivación para moverte, hacer las cosas que te cuestan, como hacer ejercicio, hacer tu tarea, todo este tipo de cosas que, en verdad, they take some willpower to do. And then with this concept, I don't remember who he got it from, but the concept is this: what you need to do those hard things isn't motivation. It's solid, hard proof of who you are. When you have those moments of self-doubt, when you're not sure if you're doing things right, when you're playing a game or a sport that you really care about, or when you're about to do a project and you're nervous and you don't know exactly what to do, the thing that you need isn't motivation. Because when your mind listens to it, so cuando tú te dices ese tipo de cosas, it feels like you're lying to yourself. What you need is a literal mountain of evidence. You need as many things that prove to you that what you're saying is true. And we might not think of it that way, but in our lives, the way that we interact with people feels this way too. Muchas veces, y aunque algunos no le hayan sentido, y dichosos ustedes, la ansiedad social es algo muy real, y no solo social, sino dentro de las relaciones. Muchas veces you have a relationship with a friend or a partner that you really care about, and you're not sure whether you feel happy, whether that happiness will stay. And all of us have scars and insecurities and things that hold us back. And so there's something really precious about, you know, doing something that my psychologist calls anclar un momento. Okay? I was with my girlfriend the other day and I told her that we should remember how happy we are, because someday we're not going to be. We're not going to be because of health, or we're not going to be because of some circumstance in life. Like, for example, we all had pretty recently a time where most of us were stuck in our own houses and we couldn't go away and we couldn't see the people we love, or we were stuck in a home situation that wasn't the best, or we had to stay behind from work, or we got fired from work. It's just a time, something that happens. And having a memory, having something that reminds you how happy you are, it fills you. It reminds you that you are good, that good things do happen to you. I think that especially when you have a relationship, especially when that can be a friendship as well, when you have these things that matter to you, when there is this space where you feel like maybe you're going to give up. I don't know if anybody here has heard of one of the most amazing men in the world, Jocko Willick. And in his podcast, he talks a lot about the one-second decisions. One-second decisions, you have to beat them with memories. You have to beat them with this. Según usted ha visto anime también, whenever the main character is going through something, through a special moment, you see every single time the same memories that make that main character. If you see Harry Potter facing off against Voldemort in the Department of Secrets, you see him relive every single memory from his friends and his family and the moments that make him happy, and that's when he beats the bad guy. So, es un cliché de película por alguna razón. The thing is, most of us don't do these things. We don't think about the fact that these memories have power for us. We don't think about the fact that these things actually happen every day of our lives. I recommend to all of you, anclen sus memorias. Find some physical way to remind yourself. My room is filled with things that remind me of the people that I care about, of the things, the principles that I care about. Behind me, there's an album of a summer that I spent with people that I care about, and books that taught me how to be who I am. Remember, you've been happy because one day you will not be. And then you will really need those memories. Before I go today, I want to thank, if you can see it, there's been an upgrade in terms of video, audio, lighting, etc. And it's all thanks to my producer, Miguel Marquez. So I'm going to put his social media under here. You're going to follow him. You're going to, you know, hire him if you're a, you know, I don't know, a movie maker, whatever. And I just want to say thank you to all of you again for your support. Please keep listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and anywhere else you get your podcast from. Thank you.
But first, give me a kissy. Give me a kissy.
I'm on my way.
Let's remember we're this happy all the time. Even when we're not.